Good evening. Welcome to Trinity. We're glad that you're here this evening. There will be a slight change up within the service. Some of you know, some of you don't, but my father-in-law, whom you've seen and has been with us, might be going home tonight. So we're going to do the sermon as best we can. We're going to lead a wonderful celebration, and we're going to have communion, but I'll say the words of institution, and you're in very good, capable hands with Tom Finger, the president of our congregation, and I believe Bud is going to be helping us also with Holy Communion. So I will not be shaking hands and kissing babies and the like. So we do want to let you know that we're very glad you're here tonight, and we do ask that you would keep Orville, my father-in-law, in your prayers, but especially our family. He's ready to go, if that's what the Lord's will is. Please stand and greet one another. Beginning this evening, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have no sin, we now confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean, that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his own mercy and his grace, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
be with you. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are here baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Tonight's Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Tonight's epistle is from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
We stand to greet the gospel. Wade in the water.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you.
I would like to say that we will be having, immediately following this reading, we will go to the sermon, omitting the hymn of the day and the sermon response. Following the sermon, we will go to the Nicene Creed, and I will offer the words of institution. And David, if you could lead back when after the offering, when communion will be done, if you could begin and pick up with the Sanctus and Lord's Prayer, and continue with the rest of the service. We have volunteers who are going to assist Tom Finger, our president and former head elder, with this. And Rusty, you may be
also ask to help. Reading of the Holy Scriptures today, Matthew 3, beginning with the 13th verse. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, coming to rest upon Jesus. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
You may be seated. Again, we'll go to the sermon, followed by the creed and the words of institution. And David, after the offering, pick up with the Sanctus and the remainder of the service. Thank you.
Our text is actually going to be the message taken from the epistle lesson, Romans 6. A very fitting tie to us, to Christ's baptism, and the wonder of us being united with Christ into baptism and in his name, how we become one. Sometimes we wonder how good our faith is, don't we? We see the challenges that are before us and we say, do I have enough faith to go through that? It seems to fade away in the heat of the moment, or it seems as though as we go through the deeper waters of life, we feel weak or wimpy or powerless against the pressures of life that we're facing. I've got to say, today I felt a bit of that, but I've got to say my faith and my father-in-law's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is solid and is secure, as are his daughters and his son-in-laws and his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I want you to know that as each of us go through these times in our very lives, it seems to do for us that sometimes we come up against those challenges and we feel as though it's a little too small, that size of our faith. But what is it that Jesus says? Faith even the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Our faith is not in changing of a situation or a solution to some problem. Our faith rests in not ourselves or our doctors or any of those things. It rests upon and in Jesus Christ and him alone. We're, however, surrounded by mighty miracles, even in our everyday world. I'd like to point out just a few. They signal the creating God power for new life. Think of a caterpillar. It first has to die before it can become a butterfly. We also think of a tulip bulb. Although dormant for a long period of time, of being dead throughout the winter, it breaks through the ground in the spring and becomes a blossoming, full, brilliant colors and life. A gaping wound soon after days scabs over, and then skin, new skin forms, and it becomes as good as new. The flu comes on quickly, but soon, sometimes not too soon, however, it does leave. Revelations 21 tells us, Behold, I make all things new. How about you? Wouldn't it be nice to have a brand new beginning, a start over, a do over, or if you're a golfer, a mulligan? You know, that shot doesn't count. A clean slate in life, a fresh start, a new beginning. How faith works and doesn't work. Romans 6 tells us, what shall we say then? Are we to sin? Are we to sin to have no boundaries in our life? Life without controls? Not to take an accounting of life when we miss the mark? We just let it slip by? Are we to sin so that grace may abound, Paul asks. Did Christ's death upon the cross give you and me a license to sin? Sin today and say you're sorry tomorrow, so to speak? More sin equals more grace? Verse 2 tells us we've been baptized into Christ, and being baptized into Christ, we've also been baptized into his death. We're united, we're tied to Christ, we're glued to God in our baptism. Why did Christ die then? He died for sin. He died to sin. He died for our sins, your sins and mine, and the world's sins. And so as we are united with Christ in a baptism into a death like his, we are dying to sin as well. Jesus died to adultery. He died to alcoholism. He died to abuse and abortion. He died to jealousy, envy, murder, strife, and anger. He died for your sins, and he died for mine. When you and I were baptized, you know what? When we were baptized in Christ's name, you and I also died to sin. Paul says it in this way in verse 6. Our old self was crucified with Christ. Reverend Paul Schroeder writes, death releases a person from all obligations and responsibilities. Being dead to sin, we're no longer obligated to serve Satan or to be bound to sin. Kata, you've heard me speak on this. It's a Hebrew word for sin. It means missing the mark, God's bullseye. Where you and I have fallen short, kata, we've missed the mark. What pet sins are you permitting to yourself to be a part of or be plagued by or continue in? Is it a sharp tongue or a hot temper or perhaps an unforgiving heart? A wandering eye, a dirty mind, an unholy life. What unholy corners of your life need just a little bit of house cleaning? Confess your sins unto him, our Bible tells us, for he is faithful and just to cleanse us and forgive all of us our unrighteousness. Do you want to be clean? I do. And to be clean from the inside out? Repent. Acknowledge your sin, you're wrong. Accept the rightful judgment and make no excuses about it. No, but God, I could have done it, but I didn't because have a disdain and a detest and a distaste for sin and accept God's free gift of forgiveness for the sin that's paid for in Christ's blood. And then cling to Christ and empower you to resist this and all other sin. 2 days ago with Desiree's father in the hospital, things didn't look as grim at that hour, but we pulled out the communion kit, and with his entire family, two daughters, two sons-in-law, and him, in the hospital bed at the VA, we had Holy Communion. In the beginning part of it, I asked, do we believe that we are sinners? And I asked, Dad, do you believe you're a sinner? You've fallen short of the glory of God. And he said, yes. And one by one, we confessed our sins. We've fallen short. And we asked God to forgive us. And there in that hospital room, we acknowledged our sin before each other and before God. And then we received some special good news. We receive the body and blood, as Jesus said, in the words of institution. You remember when Holy Communion was celebrated? He said, take and eat, this is my body, as he broke the bread. And then as he took the cup, he blessed it and he gave it unto his disciples. He said, take and drink, for this is the New Testament in my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Everyone in that room had just received from God himself the forgiveness of all their sins. Tonight, you're going to have that same special privilege to hear and to see that your sins that you will confess have been indeed forgiven, removed, erased, separated from you as far as the east is from the west, and separated from you, cast down in the depths of the sea are your sins, no longer to be seen. That's what God wants to do for you tonight. And as we looked at acknowledging our wrong, accepting the rightful judgment and detesting sin and accepting God's free gift of forgiveness in Christ and then clinging to the power of Christ and his promises, I hear now in our baptism, and I think about Orville's baptism 90 years ago. 90 years ago, God did a miracle. took that little baby, and the pastor blessed him and put water upon his head in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God claimed that little boy to be his. That's what God did for you. He claimed you right there to be his. And one day God will call you at that hour and at that moment. Baptized into Christ, not only have you been baptized and buried with Christ, you've also then been raised from death to life. And so as we look at what's happening, we can see that dying is happening, and we can see that we can rejoice in that because we know that there will be a rising to a newness of life in the ultimate sense. Now, we've had a physical and a spiritual rising to a newness of life because of faith in Christ here and now in this life. But there will come a time when we will be called to our eternal home, where there will no longer be a time that we will sin. We will ultimately be with our Lord and Savior in paradise. Romans 8:11 tells us, "Now if you're the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies." You hear the promise? That's yours. It's mine. And it's Orville's. And if any man is in Christ, any person is in Christ, he's a new creation. The things that you've gone through, the things that you've suffered, the things that are going on in your life, you have a new beginning in Christ. You're a new creation. You have that fresh start. You see, when we were baptized into Christ, we were united unto him, glued to God. His life, his crucifixion, the sin being put to death, and our dying in his arms, and his resurrection is our resurrection. Blood donors give life, so the Red Cross tells us. Your sins and for mine. And in a few moments, you will have the opportunity to receive Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Christ, joining you in your life, you becoming one with Christ, his perfect life united with you, his blood cleansing and claiming you from the inside out. That's what this is all about, how we become united with him. And when you see John's baptism of Jesus, we think about the wonder of all of that. And John says, "I need to be baptized by you." But Jesus says, "I want to fulfill all righteousness. So go ahead." You see, that's what Jesus has done for you because of his great love for you. He has fulfilled all righteousness for you and you and you and all of us. And in him, we have the promise of life everlasting. God be with you, my friends. And may God be with each of us as we face our hour. And we know that the Lord will be with us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. The Creed, and ask that you please stand and join us in the Nicene Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
All things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only
his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. David,
yes.
A word, it may work better for us to have communion liturgy following the words of institution and Tom for prayers to be spoken after that time and offerings can be gathered at the door or during the tail end of the service at another point. But I think for the flow of our service, it might be best to just continue from here after the words of institution. As we look at this, O Lord, tonight, we come into this opportunity, we look and see, O Lord, on the same night which you were betrayed, you took bread, and when you'd broken it, you gave it unto your disciples, and you said, "Take and eat. This is my body given unto death for you." Likewise, in the same manner, he also took the cup, and after he'd supped, he gave thanks, and he gave it unto his disciples, saying, "Take and drink ye all of it. For this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you for the remission of sins. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always."
Why don't we do this where you'll sing after me and repeat each little phrase that I sing. Listen and sing. Lamb of God,
Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world,
the sin of the world,
have mercy on us. Lamb of God,
Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world,
the sin of the world,
Have mercy on us. Lamb of God. You take away.
The sin of the world.
Grant us peace.
Grant us peace. Come away to the skies, my beloved, arise and rejoice in the day you were born. On this festival day, come exulting away and with singing to Zion return. For thy glory we were first created to share both the nature and kingdom divine. Now created again that our lives may remain throughout time and eternity thine. We with thanks do approve the design of that love which has joined us to Jesus' name. So united in heart, let us nevermore part till we meet at the feast of the Lamb. Hallelujah, we sing to our Father and King, and our rapturous praises repeat. To the Lamb that was slain, hallelujah again, sing all heaven and fall at His feet.
I'd like to sing for you a song that Jerry Coleman wrote for a little girl in his parish who died, a song linking her death to Christ's baptism. At the end of this song, I'll ask you to stand and sing with me, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." Listen. We were buried with him into death, that as he was raised by God's glory, we might walk in life made new by grace. Having died with Christ, we shall live with him. Christ is with me everywhere I go. never to leave me. This I know. I have now been grafted to the vine, drawing life from roots rich in mercy, bearing fruit as I abide in him, fruit forever fresh, glorifying God. Christ is with me everywhere I go, never to leave me. This I know. I have now been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. Christ lives in me. Now I live by faith in God's own Son, one who loved me so, gave himself for me. Christ is with me everywhere I go, never to leave me. This I know. Now I live by faith in God's own Son, one who loved me so, gave himself for me. Let's stand as we sing together, Jesus loves me, this I know. We sing.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they're weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Pick up now with the prayers of the church, and then we'll go from there into the offering, and we'll follow, and we just will jump over where communion would be. Almighty and ever-living God, you make us both to will and to do those things that are good and acceptable in your sight. Let your fatherly hand ever guide us, and your Holy Spirit ever be with us, to direct us in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that we may obtain everlasting life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain eternal salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God Almighty, even as you bless your servants with various and unique gifts of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us the grace to use them always to your honor and glory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Grant that we who came from many nations with many different languages may become a united people. Support us in defending our liberties and give those to whom we have entrusted the authority of government the spirit of wisdom, and there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful, and in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail through Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy. And Lord, we ask you to be with all in this congregation who are ill, suffering from various different diseases, whether it be heart disease, cancer, or other afflictions. We ask you to be with them, remind them that you're always there for them. We ask you to be with Desiree's father and their family as they deal with his health issues this evening. Lord, we ask you to be with everyone in this congregation. We ask you to be with everyone that is here tonight and bring them all home safely. Lord, in your mercy. Okay, you may be seated.
As we bring our offerings forward, let's sing together, "This Little Light of Mine." We sing,
"This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine."
Let's sing that again. "This little light of mine,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine."
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Christ Jesus our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Okay, now we'll shift to the, or skip to the dismissal on the slides. Okay, let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Please be seated. Okay, the announcements for this weekend. The next Immerse Series Beginnings starts now. Study groups meet at Trinity on Sunday mornings, Tuesday mornings, and Tuesday evenings. There are home groups in West Orlando as well as Winter Park. All details are in your weekly. If you're interested in being part of a group here at Trinity before the Saturday evening worship services, please contact the office and let us know. We're still looking for a group facilitator for that group, but have several people interested in participating. The bulk book order is in. For those who ordered in advance, please pick up your book from the office. Foundations class began this weekend, and we'll be meeting on Saturdays from 4 to 5:30 p.m. from January 11th through February 29th. This class is for all new coming members and all of our new full-time Trinity staff members as well. This is your introduction to who we are here at Trinity. Pastor Doug will take you through an introduction to your Christian faith, the Lutheran Church Missouri's Synod, the basics of the Catechism, discipleship, studying your Bible, and sharing your faith. It's also a great way to meet others fairly new to Trinity and to build up some new relationships. Please contact the office to sign up. For those who are grieving the death of a spouse, child, family member, or close friend, we invite you to take part in a grief share support group series starting at Trinity on February 6th. Please contact Pastor Doug for more information. Now, please stand for the closing hymn. I made a rookie mistake, and we left out the Lord's Prayer, and we certainly don't want to have a service in this church where we don't have the Lord's Prayer spoken. So, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Okay. Now, go in peace, serve the Lord with joy.